Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, champion? Welcome back to the number one motivational podcast on the entire planet. Might as well say in the solar system, for that matter. It's Sam Crowley. Let's get right into it. Had a very interesting day yesterday. Very interesting. We are in sub-zero temps in Southwest Ohio at the date of this recording. We're actually coming out of those temps. It's a whopping 20 degrees. Yesterday, it was 5 below. And this is not a podcast about the weather. It's a podcast about mindset, motivation, inspiration, being authentic, and all of that good stuff, you know? So this is where this is going. Yesterday, it's 5 below 0. I go to the gym, and I was on the treadmill, and I get a text from my wife who says we have no power. No power, no heat, because our entire house is run on electric. We don't have any gas running to the home. So we have an electric heat pump, which runs our home. And just to give you an idea, our house, as you probably know, listen to the podcast, it's a 200-year-old farmhouse, okay? So when we bought it from the owner a couple of years ago, he had an electric heat pump, brand new, put in. So all the power goes out. So everything's out. And I've got 4 kids at home because 3 of them, school has been canceled for 3 days because it's so damn cold outside. And, of course, we have Susan at home. So I jump off the treadmill, get in the shower, come running home, and I call an electrician. We call the power company. The power company says there's been no outages, so call an electrician. So I called an electrician. By the way, best experience ever. This electrician, I thought I called one company. I Googled because I had this company called Cooper Electric out to my home. Very well reputed, very reputable company here in Cincinnati. Been around forever. So I typed in Cooper Electric into Google just because I knew that they were, you know, they're just, it's a big electric company to me, electrician company. So I figured if anybody's going to have somebody that can get out in an emergency, it would be them. But anyway, I thought I called Cooper, and an hour later, a guy from Morris Electric shows up. I go, hey, you're not Cooper Electric. He goes, nope, I'm Morris Electric. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, anyway, I thought I called Cooper. I don't know how that happened. What happened was I Googled Cooper Electric, and in the first listing above them was Morris Electric. So Morris Electric has got it going on. They must be using one of their keywords for their SEO in Google, must be their competitor. Now, that's some ninja SEO right there. Who's ever doing your guys' SEO, that was good because they ended up getting our power back on. What happened was, long story short, the main breaker to our home was fried. There had been water that got behind it, so they had to disconnect the meter outside and install a new main breaker in the panel, and our power went back on. Let me tell you something. And then the heat came back on. So, A, shout out to Carl. You're amazing. What a great guy. Great people skills. Just a great person. Just great. He did a great job. Didn't gouge me. Cost me $325. I would have paid $30,000 to have my heat back on. Charged me $325. How long did they work? Let's see. Well, he showed up and he didn't have a main breaker switch on his truck, so he had to go get one. I don't even know where he went. Maybe Home Depot, maybe an electrical supply shop. I have no idea. Anyway, I said, hey, give me a ballpark, dude. What am I looking at cost-wise? He said, I don't know, $300-$400. I'm not even going to hold you to it, even if you're off by $500. He goes, no, it'd be like $300-$400. I'm like, great. I mean, think about that. When you're in pain, remember, listen, press the earbuds together inside of your ears right now, guys. This right now is pure gold, and it's not coming from me. It's just what I observed. Listen to me, okay? I had no power. I had no heat to my home. I've got a family of 6 freezing. We have a fireplace, but that doesn't matter. Pipes are going to freeze in the basement. The fireplace only gives off a little bit of heat. It's more for something to look at than anything else. He said $325. I would have paid him $3,000. I would have paid $3,000. So this, when I help people launch their movement, this is the number one thing we always, 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 always focus on is you must sell the result and alleviate the pain. But if you don't know what the pain point is with your marketplace, then you're completely lost. And this is where everybody misses it. Everybody misses it. Sam, nobody's buying my product. I can't even get anybody to opt into my funnel. Nobody's listening to me. I'm not selling any. You're not selling anything because you're not clear on the result that you provide. Carl, I was in tremendous pain. Carl got me out of pain, and he only charged me $325. And we were talking about one of his competitors when it was done, and he got the heat back on. And he came in, and I gave him a credit card. And we there's a company in town. I'm not even going to name them because I'm not in the business of name and shame unless somebody does something really bad to me. But anyway, I'm not in that business of name and shame. But there's a company in this town who gouges people, and everybody knows they gouge people, and they get horrible reviews. And I said, how much would they have charged me to get this out? He goes, $1,500. I go, really? 15? Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. And I don't doubt him. I mean, and look, Carl didn't go. I asked him. I brought the company up. I asked him. I specifically asked him a question. He answered the question for me. He goes, I don't know, $1,500? Oh, yeah. Yeah, no problem. Holy cow. And you only charged me $300. Now, getting back to you, the podcast listener, listening to this message, you need to be crystal clear. What is the pain that your marketplace is in? And when you identify that pain, and I'm not saying this in a sadistic manner, but when you literally turn the knife in that wound and you make it, like for me, people are like, Sam, I'm never going to see my kids again. I'm never going to have any freedom whatsoever. I'm going to be going to a job the rest of my life or just spinning my wheels on the internet, not knowing what the hell I want to do. I want to speak. I want to be on stage. I want to sell products. I don't want this life I have right now. That's the pain they're in. So my question is always, how much longer are you going to tolerate that pain? And then you get the excuses a lot of time. Well, I don't have the money. Well, I got to do this. You're not in that much pain. Then that's fine. Look, we can still be friends, but you can't be a client. Because in order to be a client, you have to understand you're in pain, and you got to be willing to take the Advil to get out of pain. You got to be willing to do something to get out of that pain. So you, the podcast listener, A, what market are you in? What niche are you in? B, what result are you providing? And actually, even before B would be A sub little a after that, whatever an outline is with it, big A, little a, doesn't matter. Let's say number one, what niche are you in? Number two, what is the pain point of your customer? What is it? What is it? What are they? What are the pain points? Number three, what's the result that you provide? You answer those three questions, you're ahead of 90% of the people out there trying to launch a movement, sell stuff, be a coach, be a consultant, be a speaker, be an online marketer, be anything. Look, if you sell a cup of coffee, then you're in the business of getting people going in the morning. It's hot. How would a hot cup of coffee feel? I don't know about you, but I live for my morning coffees, mainly over conversation with my wife. But still, I live for that coffee, just everything that goes around that. I couldn't give up my morning coffee. I create this whole thing around it, you know? Great conversation by the fire with my wife at 5:30, 6 in the morning. Nobody's around, you know, it's really quiet, it's peaceful. Maybe we'll turn on the news a little bit. We're not really news junkies, but it kind of plays as white noise in the background. You know what I mean? What are you providing, you know, that experience? And if we haven't jumped on a call, why haven't we gotten on a call yet? Like, why haven't you booked a call so we can talk for 30 minutes about launching your movement? Go to everydayissaturday.com/calendar. And just book the call, 30 minutes. Now, don't book the call if you just want to chat about the weather or a problem. That's not a good use of your time, and it's not a good use of my time. But it definitely isn't a good use of your time. Only book the call when you're ready and you say, you know what? Damn it, Crowley's right. What am I going to stop? When am I going to start acknowledging that I'm in pain, that I want to go launch my movement, and that I don't need to be anybody special? I don't need to be a famous Hollywood type. I don't need to be a movie star. I don't need to be a professional speaker. All I need to do is have a passion. Crowley can point me in the right direction. Then you go to everydayissaturday.com/calendar and book your call. And look, I'm wide open tomorrow, Saturday. Guys, I'm open 7 days a week for calls. If you don't see something open on my schedule and it's Sunday at 4 p.m, you want to just email me. Say, hey, Sam, I want to jump on a call with you Sunday at 4. You know, the chances are I'm going to respond back. Podcast listeners always get the priority. And if you've already booked your call, you know that. Podcast listeners always get the priority. Why? Because you guys have been listening to the show since 2005. And if you just started 5 days ago, you still take precedent over everybody else. Why? I live for this show. This is cathartic. It's selfish of me. I do this show because I love it. I love the passion. I love motivation. I love inspiration. Am I perfect? No. Do I have flaws? More than you'll ever know. Am I a sinner? Every single day. But I'm trying. And God gave me the gift of messaging. He gave me the gift of being able to motivate, inspire, and empower people. And he gave me the gift of finding a message inside of everybody's mess. And if that's you, I want to talk to you. So let's reach out. Connect with me. Let's do it. All right? And understand what I'm going to leave you with this one. All right? Just get real clear on this. What's the result you provide? Because once you're clear on that, just like Carl, people pay you $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 to get out of pain. They will, because you're going to clearly articulate what that result is. They will. You are, man. I'm telling you, you got it. You already got it. Now just get going. Get on my calendar. Let's talk and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.